才认识它。
Only when you can call it, can you come to recognize it.
这个之前呢，他已经能够叫出万物的名字来了。
And before Adam was able to call all living creature by its name.
那这里圣经没记载说称这个什么名，称这什么名，这个是很 general 的。
And this is a very general naming here. It didn't say what he called this creature this or that creature that.
二十节哈，这三章的二十节。
But chapter 3 verse 20.
这边特别记载说亚当给他妻子称他叫做夏娃。
It records that Adam called his wife's name Eve.
好，这是特别的。
And this is very special.
所以我们这个从这里看出这个婚姻的一个过程。
So we can see the process of marriage.
对啊，因为呢，他是从男人身上出来的，二十三节哈，二章二十三、三十节。
Chapter 2 verse 23, because she came out of the flesh of man.
好，接下来二十四节。
24.
就是我们的主题，就是在这里哈。
And this is our theme.
因此，人要离开父母，与妻子联合，二人成为一体。
Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife.And they shall become one flesh.
这里我们可以看得到的千古以来的婚姻的道理在这里。
And this is a theme that we can see in marriage throughout the millennia that applies to all mankind.
我们看到这在这里有三个动词哈。
We see that there are three verbs.
第一个是离开。
First is to leave.
第二个联合。
And the second is to be joined to.
第三个是成为一。
And the third is to become one.
好。这就是整个婚姻的内容了。
And this is the essence of marriage.
如果你达到了这样的一个境界的话，
If you are able to attain to this level,
二十五节就是结果。
Chapter 2 verse 25 is the result.
结果是夫妻两人赤身露体，并不羞耻。
And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
是这个样子的。
So this is how things were.
如果你的婚姻，你还你们两个这个赤身露体，不只是指的肉体的，也只是整个合一的全部的。你看到，你怎么长个青春痘？那他这样讲，你也不会感觉说不好意思啊，就是这样子啊，我们的身体长了青春痘了。他讲的时候，不是。用一种酸的，或是，你不会感觉羞耻，他也不是要来责备。
And being naked is more than just being physically outward naked, but it also means that you are one and have nothing to hide to one another. For example, if the husband noticed that there's a pimple growing on his wife, he would not say, "Oh, you have a pimple," in a bitter or accusatory tone, but rather it is just a matter of fact.
你怎么长短腿？长短腿啊，我们就是长短腿，脚一个脚一个。
Or they would remark, "Oh, how come one of your legs is longer than the other?" But they would not accuse one another or hold it against another. It's just a fact.
如果不是夫妻，会感觉不好意思嘛，对不对？
If it wasn't for husband and wife, they would feel uneasy.
就是在夫妻当中，无论什么事情，互相都不是感觉羞耻的。你也不会以为他这个是羞耻或是不好，或是你也不会感觉说哦这样是对他不好。
In a marriage relationship, you would never feel ashamed. You would not feel that if you whatever you do is something that is shameful to the other.
因为是一体呀。
Because you're one body.
你自己的缺点或是优点，你对你自己的身体或是所有的理性是接受的，不然你活不下去。
You would accept any shortcoming or even your strengths of your body because you accept it because if you don't then you cannot survive.
好，那现在我们一个来看哈。
So let us examine each of these one by one.
开始要离开父母。
First of all, you have to leave your father and mother.
不只是父啊，也要母啊，这里很特别。 就是父跟母不是用一个字说父母而是父亲和母亲。
It's interesting because the Bible did not use the word a parent, but rather it listed out father and mother separately.
不是把父亲母亲父亲母亲放在一起就是父母嘛，用一个字就可以了。
Because they totally could have combined it and used parent instead.
对，他是用父亲和母亲。
But leave the records shall leave his father and mother.
你不能离开，还要等一下。
You cannot leave and have to say I have to wait.
那个不能离开，你把这个不能离开在圣经，我们看那个创世纪哈。
Let's turn to Genesis.
创世纪。一定要会 要能够离开。
You must
我们看四十四章二十二节。
Let's turn to Genesis 44.
这个字在圣经里面很多了哈，离开这个，我举这个例子就好。
And to depart is a very common phrase.
创世纪四十四章二十二节啊。
Genesis chapter 44 verse 22.
这个人绝对不能结婚的。
This person cannot get married.
哎，当然，也不是这里也不是谈到结婚的事情哈。
But this passage is not talking about marriage.
这是犹大对约瑟讲的话。
It's Judah talking, referring to his brother Benjamin.
二十二节他说：“我们对我主说，童子不能离开他父亲，若是离开他父亲，必死啊。”
And he said, "We said to my lord."The lad cannot leave his father, for if he should leave his father would die.
当然，这个童子就是便雅悯了哈。
And of course, the lad is Benjamin.
当然，这个不是在讲婚的哈。
This is not talking about marriage.
那从犹大的话，如果在这个事件上面哈，这个童子还不能结婚呢。
If you use Judah's words, then this lad cannot get married.
这童子一结婚，他爸爸就死了。
Because if he gets married, his father would die.
是不是
？Right.
他要离开爸爸嘛？一离开爸爸就离不开啊，爸爸死啊。
Because he has to leave his father, and if he leaves his father would die.
那另外一个呢？如果这童子太小了，才两三岁，还在流鼻涕，他不能离开父母，一离开，这个孩子死了也不行。
But if it is also like another case, if the kid, child was only 2-3 years old, he's still dependent on his mother, then if they leave, then the kid would die.
但是这个离开不是说不是这里不是距离的，不是说你一定要搬出去啊，这是两回事。
And this leaving is not about distance. It's these are two different aspects.
这是婚姻的事上，不是孝顺的事上。孝顺要跟父母同住啊，这个我们讲过嘛哈。
And this is not regarding obedience, because if you are obedient, you would live with your parents. But rather, we had talked about this earlier.
哦，这个不是 obedience 哈，这个
honoring your
那我们来看保罗讲的，不然会误会。
Let's、turn to Paul. This is not obedience, so he will not cause any misunderstanding.
我们来看提摩太前书。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy.
第五章。
Chapter 5.
第三节。
Verse
3. 我看从第四节念，然后你来念念看看怎么样。
But if any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and to repay their parents, for this is good and acceptable before God.
Okay. 这里讲在家中学着行孝。这里行孝你英文是还那个什么
piety. So here it talks about how to show piety to
就是来表示出你宗教的虔诚。
At home and to show your faith.
Okay. Piety is piety is, 就是宗教的虔诚。
And this is a
虔诚哦，前进派就用这个字嘛，哦。 中文是把它翻孝行孝了，其实是宗教上的一个虔诚。
And but this is really a religious a piety here.
啊，在哪里？在家中。
And where is this conducted at home?
啊，要学啊，有没有说学习？有没有
？And it says that let them first learn to show.
要学习啊，这个不容易啊。
This is something you must learn. It's not. This is something that is not easy.
这是孝顺最高峰，把自己的父母接到家里来，这是你不学绝对没有办法，不没有办法，很难啊。你好像当灵修一样。
This is the top, the highest form of showing piety, religious piety, as you bring your parents to live with you at home.
所以不要以不要误会，以为离开父母就是什么？有人讲哦，不知道听谁讲说哦，结婚之后要分开，然后呢，保持距离，以车安全来晕倒在地。不是说不对了，也是对，但是这是第二种情形。你已经最高峰达不到了，这个还不错。不要吵得翻天，那就更不好。保持距离，车安全比吵翻天好，所以是还可以的。
Do not be confused in saying, well, we have to leave our parents, so we have to leave very far and keep a distance, a safe distance. Because you only do that if you cannot hold to this highest form, which is to live together.
当然我讲这样我是不好意思的，因为我没有接我妈妈到我家来。
And of course,
虽然想，但是各种方面没办法。至少现在还没办法。我还是努力啊。
Regret to say that I am unable to carry this out because my mother is not living with me, but because of various circumstances.
但是也是不容易啦。
But this is very difficult.
是她不容易啊，因为她搬到德国来，她有一次住了，不行，看也看不懂，讲也讲不通，也没人跟她讲话，也要吃啊什么的。都不方便，就是走路也走不了。
It is very tough for my mother to live in Germany because nobody, she can't understand or read anything, and can't get around. And there's the food is very difficult for her.
这里所谓的离开是独立啊。
But here, leaving means to be independent.
就是她能够不用父母也能够活下来。
Means that they do not, he does not need his parents to survive.
那为什么呢？
And why is it so?
这是一个准备啊。
This is a preparation.
准备要联合。
And preparation for a union.
你联合当中有一个人在那里，怎么联啊？是不是变成三角联啊？
If you wanted to be joined together, there's a person in the middle. Then what do you do? You can't join together.
如果父亲也要来，母亲也要来，那就四角关系啦。
But if there were even the mother and the father needs to be wanted to be joined together, then what do you do? A four-way relationship.
那四个人互动之后，如果悲惨的，就像那个以撒的家庭。
And if you had a difficult relationship, it became like the family life of Esau.
我们上次跟这些我们有讲那个虫有没有？虫就从这个家庭出来的。
And this time we talked about the worm of Jacob worm.
昨天晚上我们讲完了嘛？
The worm came about.
虫怎么会？就是从这个家到最后，这个家是悲惨的。
And how did the worm came to being? It was because of this tragic family.
这个看起来很有爱心的母亲呢，其实害死了孩子，害死了他自己。
This mother who seems to be filled with so much love caused the demise of her son.
我们有谈到利百加吗？
We talked about Rebecca.
对，利百加，你感觉他很有爱心，跟儿子说：“你赶快跑，我哥哥气息了，我叫人把你接回来。”
Seems like this mother was full of with love and told his son, "Run for your life, and I will send someone for you when your brother's anger has subdued."
结果呢？
And what happened?
虫等了20年呐。
This worm waited for 20 years.
妈妈没有派人来叫他回去。
The mother did not send someone for him.
他回去了。
He went back.
妈妈从此在圣经里面消失掉。利百加这么好的一个，他们 夫妻婚姻是很好，但是家庭搞得乱七八糟。
And this mother, this Rebecca, who had such an amazing marriage, and their family was in disarray. She disappeared completely from the Bible.
那个以撒的家为什么会搞到这么乱？
Why did Esau's family cause so much grief and trouble?
因为没有离开。
Because he did not depart from his mother and father.
这个家是每个夫妻都是一体的。
Every husband and wife are one body.
这个我们都知道嘛，哈。
This is something we all know.
你本来是在这个家里面。
Suppose originally you were in this family.
中国人当然家就是有一个房子嘛，哈。
And
里面有一头猪啊。
And the Chinese character for family, it is actually a pictogram for a house with a pig in.
是真的了哈。
And that's true.
这个猪头吧，这个尾巴，让它。
Because that's the pig head and the pigtail.
我是不太会，我还特别去查那个《说文解字》啊。
Because I even looked at the.
那为什么会这个样子
？Why is the character written like this？
这个猪不是说。哎，不是我啊，是先生是猪啊，跟人没有关系，不是先生也不是太太。
The pig is not referring to the husband or the wife.
这个猪不是人啊。
The pig is not human.
他意思是说，那个以前哈，本来是打猎的生活嘛。
Back then they had a hunter gatherer style of living.
你打东西来就吃了嘛，当时有没有冰箱？
If you hunt
隔天就臭了。
Something,
如果是很热的话
，you have to eat it right away because there's no refrigerator, otherwise it will spoil.
那后来有人就哎，这个没有死的打了受伤的，比如说猪哈、哦、比较好，哎，可以养啊。
And people discover that they can raise these pigs. Maybe they were injured from a hunting trip.
那把它养在家里面。
And they raise them at their homes.
你们可能没有这个经验。我 有一天、啊、在睡觉，怎么奇怪？我这个整栋房子是我一个人住哦，但是那一边怎么有人好像在叮叮？我实在是受不了了。
You might not have the experience, but one time I was sleeping and the house was empty. I was the only person there, and suddenly I hear these sneezing sounds.
我拿着那个被子跟枕头，我想说，如果有人的话，他如果要砍我什么，哎。可以至少要挡一下。
So I took my pillow and blanket, and I was thinking, if there's someone there of a knife, at least if they want to slash me, at least I have my pillow to brace the blow.
一定有什么东西在旁边。
There has to be something, someone there.
那我就看，哎，两条牛，那个什么羊啊。
And I looked, and there was two sheep.
哎，我是跟羊住旁边的。
Because my sheep are my neighbors.
这是很早以前去非洲，我不晓得说他们把那个什么，后来才知道，他们有时候比较大一点的，把那个羊啊，或是牛，甚至牛，跟人一起住的。
This is something I learned when I went to Africa. Is that sometimes in the early days that they would take the older cows or sheep and to live in the house with them.
啊，这种家庭比较有钱。
And these families are wealthier.
那所以你有一个安全的，有养猪啦。
So you have security in having pigs.
你这样才可以成家。
Then you can establish a family.
所以你从这个家出来了，你本来是人家的小孩。
So originally you were a child of that family. You belonged to this family.
啊，他也是从这个家出来。
And your spouse is also from another family.
好，这样你们才可以有自己的家。
Only when you leave both households can you form your own family.
那出来之后，当然有一个连接点啊。
Of course, once you come out, you need to be joined together at some point.
很难说一来就成为一体了。
It's hard to just immediately become one.
从圣经我们可以看到一体有很多的那个方向的。
And the Bible can see that one flesh can refer to many things.
有说圣工上的。
Some
做圣工，譬如说亚基拉、百基拉，他们是一体的。
For example, in holy work, and Priscilla and Aquila, they were of one body.
但是有的也很不相配啦。有时候你会看到，一朵鲜花插在牛粪上。
Sometimes, you could see cases where they're not compatible. It's just like a flower and a pile of turd.
那很认识的嘛，那个拿巴有没有？拿巴的婚姻就是他太太，你圣经描写他又聪明又漂亮，怎么遇到一个
？For example, Nabal,
一个鱼，他的拿巴就是鱼丸了。
The Bible reports,
不是吃鱼丸那个鱼丸，是很笨，那又很好像丢到茅屎坑里面的石头一样。
And the Bible records him as being a fool, but then the Bible records his wife as being beautiful and intelligent, and you would wonder how they came together.
但是他们的夫妻也不错。
But their
不错不在先生，先生是很烂，但他太太一流。
But their marriage is also not bad because not because the husband's sake, but because of the wife was exceptional.
所以先要离开。
So first you have to leave.
不然你没有办法自己有一个猪啊。
Otherwise, you can't have your own pig.
就不成家。
And you can't form your own house.
然后呢，两个先那个什么联合。
And then the two needs to be joined together.
那在联合完了之后，他们就成为一体了。
And after they are joined, they become one.
这是一个过程啊。
This is a process.
看早晚有的很快一下子就可以马上成为一体。
And it's a process that takes time. For some people, it is faster than others.
有的呢，到老了还不成家。
There are some couples that even when they are very old, they still have not established a family yet.
他们还在住别人家家，这个不是物质的，就是心性的。
And they're still living in someone's house, and this is not literal, in a physical sense, but sometimes in your heart.
看起来你结婚了。
It seems like you're married.
什么事情都要打电话回去看我爸爸意见怎么样。
But for every single matter, you have to call home and ask for advice from your dad.
你怎么不跟太太一起商量呢？
Why don't you talk to your wife first?
然后你们有什么意见？再告诉看他们有没有什么可以来帮忙的，或是什么建议，过程不一样啊。
And if you have any ideas, you can ask your parents for any advice, and the process is very different.
他们成为一体之后
，After they become one,
就是一体了。
It becomes one body.
这个我们知道嘛，哈。
And this is something we know.
知道什么
？What do we know?
社会人所讲的夫妻之间不能第三者进来，对不对？
So between man and wife, there cannot be a third party.
这个是错误的。
Because this is something wrong.
也不合乎圣经的。
And this is not according to this Bible.
这个我们都很知道嘛。
And this is something we all know.
不可以讲这个。
You can't talk about this.
你讲这个，要不是你不认识圣经，就是你太败坏了。
If you talk about this, that means that you don't know the Bible or you are too corrupt.
一般是我们不懂圣经嘛。一提第二个就不可以来了，你还叫第三个来。
In most cases, it's because we don't know the Bible. Because if one body, it's even hard enough for two people.
你们两个成为一体啊。
Where does the third person come into the picture?
第二个就不能来，你还说第三个来，意思是说一人一个啦。你又把这个切半变成两个如果不然的话就怎么样第三个已经有一个了再一个这样都不对嘛对不对
So where does the third person come up with come into the picture you either have to cut the person in half and split them into their own separate families or
所以从圣经来讲如果是一体的话第二个都不可以来
So in the Bible, once you become one, there can't even be a second.
你还那么慷慨，还请第三个。
And how come you're so generous as to invite even the third one person to come?
但是常常第二个是谁，你知道吗
？But Do you know who usually the second person is?
可能是你爸爸或是你妈妈，或是你爸爸妈妈。
It can be your mother or your father or your parents.
那有可能是你的孩子。
Or sometimes it is your child.
你的孩子可能变成第二个了，把你们闯开了。
Sometimes it is your children that becomes the second person and to separate the two of you.
夫妻只能照圣经一定是这样子。
But according to the Bible, husband and wife can only be one like this.
不然的话，但这个是很理想了哈。从圣经，这个是要祷告的，这是要学习的。
Very ideal. So it's something that you need to learn and you need to pray for.
这个是属灵的。
Because this is spiritual.
我们常讲说，保守你的心胜过保守一切，对不对？
And we often say that we have to keep our hearts over all else.
你讲到这节圣经，你有没有？你每次有没有想到这跟婚姻有关系啊？
When you read this verse, do you ever think about marriage?
我们很少哈。
Very few of us do.
有吗？你有想过吗？没有吗？其实这跟婚姻有关系的。
But in fact, this has a relationship with marriage.
那我们来看这个马拉基书第二章。
Let's turn to Malachi chapter 2.
这是要谨守、保守、守住你的。心，这是讲婚姻的。
And this is talking about marriage.
好，我们看那个马拉基书二章哈，二章的第十五节。
Malachi chapter 2 verse 15.
好，我们以后还会再回来讲这个，但是我现在着重点是在第十五节，所以当谨守你们的，来，你念一下。
But he did not make them one, having a remnant of the spirit. And why one? He seeks godly offspring. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, and let none deal treacherously with the wife of his youth.
你在那个什么 take？ 你这是什么？在哪里啊？take your spirit. Okay. Therefore, take heed to your spirit.这什么意思啊 ？Take heed to your spirit。这应该说，当谨守你们的心。其实这个不是心，是灵啊 ，spirit, ruach。
And here it says, take heed to your spirit。
保守你的灵。
You have to keep your spirit。
好，再来，这个是重复的哦。在讲婚姻的话，这个是最重要的。
This is repeated because In the matter of marriage, this is most important.
16节哈。
Verse 16.
啊，请再念。
For the Lord God of Israel says that he hates divorce, for it covers one's garment with violence, says the Lord of hosts. Therefore, take heed to your spirit, that you do not deal treacherously.
同样的，在讲你应该谨守你们的灵啊 ，spirit。
Once again, as repeats, therefore take heed to your spirit.
其实，婚姻跟灵修是一体的。
In truth, your spiritual cultivation and marriage are one.
婚姻出问题了。
If you have issues in your marriage,
你最常做的是什么？
What do you do most often?
你会把它想成这是灵修问题吗？
Do you think that this is a problem with spiritual cultivation?
那灵修呢，就自己看圣经就应该是可以自己解决，但是我们很少是这样子的。
And if it's so, you can resolve it yourself by reading the Bible, but we rarely do this.
好，所以这个是从离开联合成为一体。
So this is from leaving, joining, and becoming one.
这个是一般人会问的问题，我们可能大家都知道了哈。
This is a common question that a lot of people ask, and we might know.
那个有一次我在一个国家有一个讲习会。
One time I was giving a seminar at a country in another country.
那个是一个妇女的讲习。
And this was a sister's fellowship.
那我说眼睛闭起来，如果你的先生跟你的孩，因为那个地方是很保守的，那个时候了， 先生跟你的儿子掉到水里，要救哪一个？只能救一个哦，几乎都是救儿子。
So I asked in this place, and this was a very conservative place, and asked all of them to close their eyes and says, if there's a circumstance where situation where you can only save the life of your husband or your son or your child, which one would you save? And almost all of them chose to save their child.
那我又问一个执事娘坐那里，她我说你为什么救儿子啊？她说儿子那么小，那么可怜，救他啊，先生那大了那。总是要走的。
So I asked the wife of a deacon and I asked her, why did you choose to save your son? And she replied, well, my son is so young and so pitiful, and, but my husband is old and, well, you know, people are going to pass one day.
那个理由是说，先生也没有赚钱，这个小孩会以后赚钱，我老了可以他养我。
And another answer is, well, the husband is old and doesn't can't make any money in the future. But then, when the child grows up, they can earn money and sustain me.
你们想想怎么样
？What do you think?
好了，同样的问题哈。
The same question.
常常有那个有一些地方有所谓的弟兄团契嘛。
And some churches they have brothers fellowship.
对。妈妈掉水，还有大家知道，还有、哦、太太掉水要救谁呀、啊？那就看关系啦。
And if you ask, well, if you're the mother and the child falls into a river, which one would you save? And it depends on their relationship with their spouse.
救妈妈嘛。
To save the mother.
有时候救太太。
Sometimes to say, oh, between the saving a mother, their mother and their wife. And a lot of times it's the mother, and sometimes it is the wife.
弟兄们，你是要救妈妈还是救太太？
So you ask the brothers, like, which one would you save, your mother or your wife?
这个问题呢，十几年前哈、哦，有一次我们家里大家坐在一起。
And this question 10 years ago, when in our family, we were all seated together at dinner.
那我的嫂嫂，那时候我也太天真了了，她是我不知道，她就问这个问题啊，我妈妈在哪里
？And so my sister-in-law was there, and so was my mother. But I was very naive and asked this very question.
但我很自然说救太太，因为夫妻一体救太太。
And this question was asked, and I naturally said, well, of course I'm going to save my wife because wife and husband are one body.
但我妈妈也不讲话就是了。
So my mother stayed silent and did not say anything.
我太太高兴了一下子。
My wife was happy for a moment.
后来我想想，哎，这个问题怎么解决啊？
And later on, I started thinking, how do you resolve this question?
下次我就提出我最新的版本。
So later on, I answered with the latest version.
我说当然是救妈妈。
Of course, you save your mother.
我们还是在就是不隔了几年之后，如果在一起的话，当然救妈妈。
And this is the same another gathering when we were all seated together and asked, of course, I would save the mother.
但我们事先没有告诉我太太，我太太怎么忽然变了。
And I did not tell my wife beforehand, so she was puzzled. How come you changed the answer?
并且是当然一定要先救妈妈。
And you emphasize, of course, you would save your mother.
我说先把妈妈救上了，我就跳下去跟你抱着，我们就死了。
I would say that. I would save.
只能救一个嘛，对不对
？I would save my mother, and then I would jump into the river to die with you.
那总是一体呀、啊，哈。
And since you can only save one, you're one body.
我只能选的就是跟你一起死掉了。
I can only choose to die with you.
那你也死，我也死，这样不是大家很高兴啊
？If you die and I die, isn't everybody happy?
让妈妈活好了。
We can let our mother live.
这是我最新的版本，不晓得还有什么更好的办法没有。
And this is my latest version of the reply. I haven't thought of something new.
好。那如果跟这个样子，你要做救小孩一样，你救小孩，你还再跳进去跟你先生一起死啊？你不要想说，因为救小孩到老了可以他来养你啊，这样就不对了，太自私了。
And it is very selfish for you to say you would save your child and wait for them to sustain you and when you are old.
这里告诉我们就是一定要离开。
But this tells us that we have to leave.
这个故事可以讲一百个、一千个了，很多这样的例子啊。
We can tell many stories, hundreds, even thousands.
难产的岳父，圣经有一个人啊。
A very difficult father-in-law. There are plenty in the Bible.
那个大卫跟米甲的婚姻有没有？大卫跟米甲。
The marriage of David and Michal.
米甲本来是一个公主，爱上一个牧羊小孩啊。
Michal was a princess that loved fell in love with a shepherd boy.
爱情是对的。
And the love was true.
你看有我家小孩十八岁，我就那个特别聚会有几件事，其中之一就是说，从现在开始你。如果有人喜欢，你要给人家喜欢；如果你喜欢谁，要跟他讲；如果你不好意思讲，爸爸跟你讲，或是叫谁跟他讲，那你可以结婚了。
So at 18 years old, I told my
18岁就开始讲了，真的。
My son, I gathered for a special service, just the two of us, and said, if anybody likes you, you can give yourself and love, and if you like anybody, you can tell them, and if you are too afraid to talk to them, I can talk to them.At 18, you can get married.
那第二，在主里结婚。
And the second point is, you must marry within the Lord.
那第三个，你现在不用给我一千块欧元了，因为我们家小孩每个人从小就说，哇，我爱爸爸啊，老大不晓得什么头脑，想说以后他会赚钱，一个月要给我一千。那老二听说我也要，老三也要，老四也要。那我每天没有事，每天每个差不多半年就。提醒一次，一千块哦。
So growing up, I don't know how it got into my son's head, but my eldest son says, "I love dad," and then all my sons and daughter says, "I love dad too," and says, "I will give you when I start making money €1,000 every month," and then my other children followed suit. So I told my son.You do not need to give me that $1,000, even though I remind them once every year.
这是最基本的，那个小的还要买大房子、大车子的。我说不理他，我说这个不要。
Of course, the little one says that he also wants to buy a car and a house and.
我说最基本的一千块就好。
I just tell them, oh, the basics is just $1,000.
那完有一天他们说很多哎。
One day they told me, €1,000 is a lot.
差不多十三四岁、十五六岁就说很多。我说答应了，不可以不给。
Starting when they turned
13, 我已经记起来了。
13 and 14, they told me, that's a lot of money. But I said, well, you've been saying it, so you have to follow through with your promise.
十八岁说你不要给我了，但是你也不要每个月要可能拿一千哦。
At 18, I told him, you don't need to give me that €1,000, but you don't come to me to ask for that €1,000 every month.
要在主里。
And have to be in the Lord.
那这个扫罗呢？
How about Saul?
真的人越年轻，他们如果真的爱起来很蠢的。
When both parties are very young, their love is pure, more pure.
这个是很非常珍惜的青梅竹马啊，听过吗？
And this is a very precious love, and we can say that they are a childhood.
我们大人听起来啊，没有面包怎么活啊？不要管他们，他们有爱情就可以活下去，这是最好的。
They are childhood sweethearts, but for us as all adults, we're thinking, oh, we don't have bread to eat.What to do, but for them, they don't care. They can live on love alone.
你让他们想太多了。
You think too much for them about for them.
这是我的想法了哈。
And this is my thinking.
甚至你说我一定要家，一定什么要房子，要不用爱情，这个是神给的，在主里。
And you say that you have to have a house, you have to have a home, but that's too much. They have love, and this is from God.
有以前我们教会有个青年，他结婚的时候，他穿的衣服只有内衣、内裤跟袜子是他的，其他都是借的。
there was a church brother who on his wedding, the only thing that he owned was his underwear and his socks. Everything else was borrowed.
结婚一毛钱都不用。
Because he got married and it doesn't cost a dime.
你要来请客哦，你可以自己你带一道菜来啊，你要那你做个蛋糕来。
If you want a banquet, well,
这个大家都吃得高兴啊。
Why don't you bring a cake and you can bring another dish and everybody will have a good time.
那我们用很多的想法把这个小孩弄得太僵硬了。
We have too many thoughts and makes our children so rigid.
他爱不知道跑去哪里了。爱呀、啊 oh. 爱就被压抑呀、啊。
So where does their love go? Their love go? It becomes suppressed.
他们有爱了。
They have that love.
赶快结婚了。
Then they should get married.
在主里哦，小心呐、啊、
！But it has to be within the Lord. Be careful.
每次如果有青年说：“哦，我们想要结婚，我一定哦，如果你来主持什么，我第一封信给他说：‘哎、欸，你们小心哈、哦，不可以乱来哦，保持圣洁。’
So if someone from church comes to me and talks saying that we want to get married, I would always write a letter and say: Be careful. You have to maintain your holiness.
不然就马上结婚。
Otherwise, get married immediately.
我甚至跟青年讲啊，你们爱起来了，如果你们要上床了，赶快打电话给那个光头，我马上去在你们床边跟你们说，主耶稣啊，从现在开始他们是夫妻，跟你们住好，你们上床。我是真的这样讲，也这样的指导。
I even tell them and teach them, saying that if one day you say that you're gonna get into bed with one another, call me and I will call.The one that is bald, and I will go over there and lay hands on you and bless you.
我们德国就这样的例子啊。
And there is a case like this in Germany.
他们说：“哇，这是主耶稣把我们配在一起啊！”我说：“对啊，小心，如果你们要上床啊，哈，赶快告诉我。”到最后，那个男的就走了，因为那个姊妹说。他每次都叫我上床啊！我说赶快打电话给那光头的来。一年之后，那个男的说，我好像走错地方了。我说你不是爱到说神把你们配在一起吗？
So there was a case in Germany where the two
啊，我是真的会做。
Teenagers really fell in love and said, "Well, the Lord Jesus brought us together." And the sisters kept on saying, "Oh, every single time we're together, he keeps on asking me to sleep with him." But then I tell him, tell her, "You must call me. You must call me." After a year, the man just left, and I asked, "Didn't you say that you loved her so much?"
我跟青年说，我不要每次都在骂你。
And I told.Them that I don't want to rebuke you every single time I see you.
讲婚姻一定讲圣洁。
Because when we talk about marriage, we have to talk about holiness.
我们也讲说，现在世界你看，没有结婚就同居。
And we will say, look at the world today. People live together without getting married.
那在教会一定要在主里面结婚，并且呢，要在神面前结婚。
In church, you must marry within the Lord, and you must marry before God.
好，那你们等啊，什么这里也没做好，那里也没做好，房子也没有装修，新娘房也没弄好，结果呢，我要等一年半年，要等他毕业，等他找到工作，到最后怎么样？每次我根本不认识你啊！有一次讲完道，有一个姊妹说：“啊、你在骂我。”我说：“我怎么？你叫什么名字啊？”
And if you say, "Oh, we're not ready yet,"
我真的不晓得他，但是被我骂到，然后我不讲也不行啊。
And
我说我不要骂你一生。
That you have to get married within the Lord. You can't do this. You have to maintain your holiness. If you are waiting for someone to graduate, someone to get a job, someone to get a house, and then you wait and it's too late, and then one time there was a sister that said, "Oh, you were rebuking me," and I came after service and I said, "I don't even know your name, but it sounds like I'm rebuking, but I must say these things."
爱情是神给的。
Love is something from God.
很神圣的。
It is very holy.
真的，你爱到就黏住了。
If you are struck, then you are stuck.
现在是对父母讲的哈。
And this is something I say to parents, the parents.
要疏导。
that you have to channel that.
小孩子一样，我跟我的，我现在老大已经结婚了，老二我每次回去，哎，女儿啊，有没有人爱你啊？
Even children, my eldest son is already married, but now every single time I go back, I would talk to my daughter. Daughter, does anybody love you?
要给人家爱哦。
You have to allow them to love you.
你有没有爱谁啊？
And is there anybody whom you love?
我来之前我还问他，他说有啦。
And before I came, she even replied to me, yes.
我说是，他说爸爸啦。
And she says, I ask who? And she says, dad.
我说那是太远了。
And I said, this is too far.
如果他的答案说，我说有没有人爱你啊？说有啦，爸爸。啊，你有没有爱谁啊？有啦，爸爸。这个就还没有离开，我说那还等着吧。
And I asked her, oh, is there anybody you love? And she replies, dad. And it's like, is there anyone that, then that means that she is not ready for marriage yet because she's not ready to leave.
我们先讲到这边哈。
And we will conclude here.
那等一下我们会请在婚姻有写过文章的。应该也很有体验的，其实应该在座很多人，每个人都可以来讲啊。等一下，请他们来做见证。
And we will invite a couple who have written a lot about marriage, and of course seated here are many who can share their marriages as well, but they will come up and share.
那在接下一节，如果你们有什么问题要讨论的，还是有什么感动见证的，在这边很多都是一对一对的哈。哎 ，Stephen Koo 怎么可以来分享啊？
Any,
你们刚结婚一两年了、啊，也是很热的嘛，是不是
？If you have any questions or if you have any testimonies or anything you would like to share, you can come up. You can talk.
好，那我们同心默祷。
Let us pray in silence.